story is quite a long one, but I found it fascinating to read, and I hope you do too. It's headed Airport Forerunner's Leading Role in the Second World War. As the world paused to commemorate the 80th anniversary of D-Day, London Stansted Airport was also reflecting on its crucial role in the Second World War. Named George Washington Field at the time, London Stansted was an essential base, hosting the 344th Bomb Group, who were known as the Silver Streaks. It was the ninth largest US Air Force base in East Anglia, housing four B-26 Marauder squadrons. Shortly after 4 a.m. on June 6, 1944, 56 Marauders flew out from the airfield, leading 600 aircraft of the 9th Air Force. Their mission was to attack heavy coastal gun batteries on the Cherbourg Peninsula and the neighbouring Normandy invasion beaches. The Silver Streaks' actions facilitated the successful invasion by the Allied troops, enabling them to penetrate Normandy's beaches. The 344th Bomb Group received a Distinguished Unit Citation in July 1944 for their relentless support on D-Day and throughout the Allied invasion. Nick Miller, London Stansted's current operations director, said, "London Stansted is extremely proud of its illustrious past and its origins as a US Air Force base from 1943. The airfield is widely recognised and acknowledged as playing a critical role on D-Day and the subsequent Allied victory in Europe. While most people now know the airport as home to some of the most successful and popular airlines operating today, such as Ryanair, Jet2.com and Emirates, we should never lose sight of our history or ever forget the hugely significant role the airfield played during the Second World War." Stansted's pivotal role is regularly honoured. In July 2009, four legendary American Second World War veterans from the Band of Brothers attended the unveiling of a commemorative display in the terminal. The veterans were Buck Compton, Donald Larkley, Ed Tipper and Bradford Freeman, members of the Easy Company, the 506th Infantry Regiment. And in July 2013, the airport celebrated its 70th anniversary with a ceremony and flypast. Retired 344 Bomb Group Flying Ace Major Edward W. Horn travelled from America specifically for the event. But not all local wartime bases were so glamorous. Here's an historical look at what was a key site, but now is used purely for pleasure and weather reading. And the heading is Weather Station Hides a Wartime Home for 3,000 Airmen. There's a mostly forgotten Second World War airfield near Braintree that's now used for weather readings. Essex is packed with history, but some places have been lost in time. One such place is this airfield, which has largely been forgotten. RAF Andrews Field is situated near Braintree and was once a Royal Air Force station. It was built by the United States Army Air Forces and was originally named Great Saling Airfield after a nearby village. Construction started in 1942 with tons of rubble brought into Essex on the now closed Bishop Stortford to Dunmow train line to build the airfield. RAF Saling had three runways and barracks for 3,000 personnel were constructed along with a technical site featuring two hangars for aircraft maintenance. In May 1943, the airfield was renamed Andrews Field in honour of Lieutenant General Frank M. Andrews, a high-ranking US Army officer and one of the founders of the United States Army Air Force. The airfield had a war station code of GZ. After enduring numerous attacks throughout the war, the various United States Air Force squadrons based at the airfield left throughout 1945. The airfield then became a satellite of RAF Great Samford, another airfield near Saffron Walden. After the war, Andrews Field was largely abandoned. Some buildings were used as temporary housing, but eventually most of them, except for the hangars and runways, were removed and the land returned to farming. In the 1970s, however, the site was renamed Andrews Field Aerodrome, and aircraft started to return. A flying club was established in 1975, and the airfield was licensed. However, today, not much remains of the once bustling wartime airfield. The old runways can still be seen, but these days the site is mainly used for BBC weather readings for the local area.